One bill would change Wisconsin's September primary to the second Tuesday in August. The bill sponsors say this is necessary to bring Wisconsin in line with the Federal MOVE Act, which was signed into law in 2009. It requires 45 days of transit time for ballots going to overseas and military voters, but Wisconsin's September primary date made it impossible to reach that target. Republican Representative Gary Tauchin of Bonduelle co-authored the bill.
Encouraging our overseas and military voters multiple opportunities to register, giving enough time to cast a ballot, and providing fail-safes that those ballots will be counted is a positive step for Wisconsin elections.
Representatives from the Wisconsin Municipal Clerk Association add that Wisconsin could be sued if it doesn't comply with the 45-day rule. But some legislators, including Democratic Senator Spencer Coggs of Milwaukee, are concerned an August primary would disenfranchise young voters, especially students.
Because now you'd have early August, and they'd have to have a 28-day residency a month earlier. Okay, and I don't see too many students really being that advanced.
The second bill would move Wisconsin's presidential primary from February to April, where it had been up until 2008. The Municipal Clerk Association says this will save money and streamline the election process. No one spoke out against the second bill at the hearing. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.